A body of research has found that a criminal record can spell economic disaster for men. But until recently, few experts looked at how female ex-convicts fare in the job market. This despite the fact that over the past few decades, the number of women locked up in Pennsylvania and other states has skyrocketed. Keystone Crossroads' Holly Otterbein reports that researchers have found evidence that female ex-convicts might actually have a harder time finding a job than their male counterparts.
When Tawanda Cleveland was growing up in West Philadelphia, she says her dad was nowhere to be found and her mom was on drugs. Things got so bad at home that at 16 years old, she moved out. But Cleveland was determined to overcome the lousy hand she'd been dealt.
It was just like, Tawanda, you can do it if you want to. So, you know, push yourself and do it.
She graduated from high school and enrolled in nursing school.
I wanted to become a nurse because I wanted the career. I wanted the future. You know, I always thought that in life, you know, you could be anything you want to be if you put your mind to it.
These days, she's not so sure. Back in 2005, Cleveland was charged with criminal trespassing and attempted theft. To this day, she denies any wrongdoing. But she was found guilty, and a judge sentenced her to a minimum of 2 years probation. Ever since, Cleveland says she's been like kryptonite to employers.
Everybody be like, oh, criminal record must be clean. Criminal record must be clean. Mine ain't clean at all because I have the two charges.
Earlier this year, Cleveland got a stipend for work she did at a children's nonprofit, but says she was fired when one of the group's partners found out she had a criminal record. The only other employment she's found in recent years has been temporary, and even that's tough to get nowadays. This summer, she applied for dozens of jobs, but got turned down by all of them.
Sometimes I sit down on the couch, I cry, my son be like, Mom, it's gonna be all right. Like, he be wiping my tears from my eyes.
Cleveland is sitting in her living room on a blighted block in North Philadelphia with her 6-year-old daughter, 4-year-old son, and toddler. They get by on cash assistance, food stamps, and some money from the children's father.
They had Chris, but he still little, but he about to get big.
It's hard for Cleveland to see a way out of poverty. After her conviction, she became convinced that she wouldn't ever get a job in the healthcare industry after being rejected by several employers in the field. So she dropped out of nursing school.
Why should I go to school if I can't pursue my career because of this record? So I didn't go to school. I didn't do nothing. I gave up in life on everything. And I wanted to have a future for my kids. And them not to say, okay, mommy's staying home. She's on welfare. She can't, you know. But it got frustrating. So I really gave up on my own self after, you know, trying so hard.
A few months ago, Cleveland went to Community Legal Services in Philadelphia to try to get her criminal record expunged. But she learned that in Pennsylvania, felony and misdemeanor convictions can't be erased. Attorney Jamie Gullen crunched the numbers and found that in recent years, more female ex-convicts asked Community Legal Services for help with expungements and other employment issues than their male counterparts. This is despite the fact that many more men are incarcerated in Pennsylvania than women.
So it really made us sort of stop to think about what was going on here and look for, you know, ways we can better address the needs of this population.
Gullen dove into the research about the job prospects for women with criminal records. She could only locate a handful of studies, but they seemed to reflect what she was seeing at work. In the mid-2000s, the D.C.-based Urban Institute surveyed 1,100 former prisoners in Ohio and Texas, almost a year after they were released. More than half the men were employed, whereas only 1/3 of women had a job. The men had also worked for more months than the women and reported more positive employment outcomes. Gullen says no one has collected this information in Pennsylvania, but a survey of about 300 ex-cons in Baltimore generated similar results as in Ohio and Texas. Gullen has a hunch about why this is. Women tend to apply for work in the retail and healthcare fields, she says.
And those are some of the industries that are most heavily regulated and heavily background checked.
Men, on the other hand, look for jobs in construction and manufacturing.
And those industries tend to not be very regulated. Employers are much more willing to hire people who have criminal records.
Cassia Spahn, a criminal justice professor at Arizona State University, has another theory. She and other researchers polled roughly 50 employers about hypothetical job applicants. They included men and women who had the exact same criminal record. The employers reported they would have called back about 57% of the men for an interview, but only 30% of women.
The men's criminal histories they would get comments like, we're not going to hold that against you. I can see that you're trying to turn your life around, and we want to help be part of that and support you. Whereas the women got those kinds of comments less frequently. And again, I think this goes back to the stereotype that crime is a man's world and that women who engage in it are seen as somehow, you know, not conforming to those gender stereotypes.
To make matters worse, criminal justice experts say there are few programs to help female ex-cons find work. One exception is a class offered by the nonprofit Mercy Corps Northwest in Portland, Oregon. It teaches incarcerated women how to start their own businesses. Surprisingly, Deputy Director Doug Cooper says the main goal of the program isn't to turn the women into entrepreneurs, but to make them think like entrepreneurs.
You know, if you're going to run your business, how do you interview somebody? And that gives them a whole different perspective on when they do interviews.
To further explain, Cooper points to one of his former students. She applied for a job at a shoe store, but her first interview was cut short when the employer found out she had a criminal record. Instead of giving up, Cooper says she wrote a letter to the employer outlining why she would make a good employee. Without the class, the student told Cooper she wouldn't have had the confidence to do that.
She also said that she wouldn't have had the perspective of the employer to outline what she could bring as an employee, you know, from the employer's perspective to the job.
The woman was hired and soon after promoted to store manager. Back in Philadelphia, Cleveland says she understands why employers have concerns about people with criminal records, but she wishes they would sometimes give people like her a second chance.
The only thing I do is I pray and I try to keep the faith.
Holly Otterbein, Keystone Crossroads.
Keystone Crossroads is a statewide public media initiative reporting on the challenges facing Pennsylvania cities. WHYY leads the four-station partnership.